12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
It's Algoa FM, your musical world with the sounds of Bastille. The track's called Surviving, talking about surviving and the likes. Every year, South Africa observes World Blood Donor Day in June, a drive to emphasize the need for a stable supply of healthy, safe blood and blood products. Moreover, this month-long celebration serves the purpose of thanking and encouraging people to commit to regular donations. Joining us now is Blood Relations Head Elise Kiepers at SANBS. Elise, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Casey. Yes, we are surviving. Very, very apt.
What is the significance of blood donation? It's a rhetorical question, but I have to put it out there.
Yes, of course. Too many people think that it really is not an issue anymore. They think with medical advancements that we can somehow create or manufacture blood. But unfortunately, doesn't matter if we are in 2022, we still can only get blood from people who voluntarily donate their precious units of blood.
And we can't manufacture it in a factory. What criteria do you require in order for someone to become a blood donor?
So we ask that you be between the ages of 16 and 75 if you want to sign up to be a brand new donor. We do have some donors that are in the older category, but they've been regular donors that have been donating for a long time. Then we also ask that you weigh more than 50 kilograms. We want you to feel healthy and well when you donate blood and not have any adverse side effects. We ask that you consider your lifestyle safe so that you know that unit of blood going to the patient is safe. And then the most important one, especially this time of year, I know everyone is suffering from a little bit of flu or a touch of cold. Mm-hmm. If you are sick, you unfortunately cannot donate right now. So we ask that you are healthy. You can only present if you are 100% healthy.
And where can listeners donate blood, Elise?
We have made it easy. We have so many donor centers available all over the Eastern Cape. These ones are open almost 7 days a week. So the PE Donor Center right next to the PE Provincial Hospital, pop in there. Then on Mondays and Thursdays, we even have the Queenstown Donor Center open there in Robinson Road. For the people on the other side of Klebega, the Walker Drive Donor Center, they're open 7 days a week. So convenient, you can even pop by after work. The East London Donor Center in Vincent, lovely, new. The staff are waiting to welcome you with open arms. They're open from Mondays to Saturdays, as well as the Beacon Bay Donor Center. They're on the upper level of the Beacon Bay Crossing Center, right next to Outdoor Warehouse. Some product placement there. Mm-hmm. And then even if you're in the Mthatha area, we have not forgotten about you. You can donate blood every Thursday at the Mthatha Donor Center until 6 o'clock. So there really is one for every person, but if you want to find out where the mobile units are, please get in touch with us. You can give us a call on 0800 119031 or go and visit our website if you just want more information on sanbs.org.za.
That's it. Algoa Country. And don't forget, this coming Friday, Algoa FM will be at Clary Park Shopping Centre with a lunch show between 12 and 3. So come along, donate a unit of blood, and you might just save 3 lives in the process. Elise, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon.
Thank you to Algoa FM and all the listeners. Remember, we need blood regularly, not just during Blood in a Month, but this is the special month, and we are appealing to you to come help us save lives.
More details on our website, algoafm.co.za or sanbs.org.za.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online. And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.